Welcome to another edition of Divine Power Self Leadership. This is a podcast that encourages you to live under the hand of God, following the Christ, knowing that Christianity is the way to your heart's desires. Amen. Hallelujah. This year, we're changing it up a little bit, and we realize that we need to put the message out there that sometimes you just have to. There's a part of your very being that has to surrender to the divine power, to the divine will, to get your needs met, to get you to that heart's desire. We went through 2023 talking about how 2024 was the golden year, that there was going to be changes, there was going to be much change, there was going to be surprises, there were going to be shocking surprises, only to bring you to this time right here, right now, the beginning of 2024, to tell you this, that if you have not got what you have of need of, if you have this deep down desire that is just not being met, realize that you must submit part of your life. There has to be part of you that needs to submit to the divine will. That means just hand over that desire to the divine will and allow the divine will to birth it out in due time. I am Anna Schubeck, and I've been in deep prayer these last few days, only to come to this point right here, what I'm talking to you about today, on what is the precious day, the fourth day. It's the fourth day, or no, it's the fifth day. Wow, the fifth day. Wow, I'm a day behind. Well, that's how in deep prayer I was. The fifth day of the new month of 2024, and the fifth, you know, the number five has always been a blessed number to me. Because it represents, I always grew up with the number five being full of grace. It was five is a number of grace. And then five, in angelic numbers, we realize that five is what? The number of change. But to get to the change, we need that grace. And how do we get that grace? We submit. We submit part of our life over to the divine will. To the divine will, to the divine source, to allow that source, the divine source, to bring it into our lives in a miraculous way. This is what 2024 is shaping up to be. You know how we always want to go into 2024? This is how I always want to be. I want to go into something new, like with firecrackers, like the fireworks. Well, you know, on New Year's, there might be firecrackers and sparklers and fireworks around the world. But when you come to reality, that's not how reality works. We don't get things in that elaborate order. We don't get something that just lights our life up. We get it in a silent way. The best blessings the best blessings to receive into your life are the ones that come to you silently, quietly. And, you know, I take all my years of experience into this podcast here today to let you know it is with much experience and much diligence and prayer that I realize that the better blessings come to you in quiet and secret. And on this day, I'm trying to encourage your heart that I realize that there's many people around the world that have something secret that is stored up in their heart, and they had that stored up in their heart for a long time, and it has to come in a secret way. When you surrender part of your life unto the Lord, then you get that grace. You get that grace to do that change, to make something miraculous happen to your life according to what you are desiring. It's a simple message today on the fifth day of the new month of 2024 that we must lose our life to... We must lose our life. We must lose part of our life to gain life. So what I'm saying is we have to surrender part of our life that we want to happen deeply. When you have that deep desire, we surrender that part of our life to the divine source to gain that life that we're looking for. So you you give over, you surrender part of your life that you want to change, that you want to see something happen miraculously, because it's going to have to come miraculously. You've been sitting here years and years and years waiting for something to come to you, and it hasn't, only to hear my voice. And I pray that many will hear my voice to make you realize that something that you have been holding on for many, many years, a deep desire, is only going to come to you in a secret way, in a quiet way. When you surrender that issue, that blessing, when you surrender that heart, your heart desire, unto the divine source, and leave it into the divine source hands, and wait patiently for it to happen, only will you see something new come into your life to change your life around again for your betterment. People do need a change for their betterment. People need to have a change in 2024 for their benefit. It will come through you surrendering your life to the divine power. When you surrender your life that you want to change into the hands of the divine source, the divine power, then you will receive a new life quietly and secretly. And we don't have to, you know, it's not rocket science. If anybody's heard a lot of talking going on in the media, they would tell you that, not to share your, right, not to share your dreams or not to share things that are going on in your life. You know, the better things are kept quiet. Well, this year, 2024, is the year to see that. What you have been secretly holding on to will transpire in 2024. Again, when you surrender, you have to actually surrender. You have to give up. You have to sacrifice. You have to sacrifice part of your life. You have to sacrifice something in your life to the divine power so that new can come into your life. Those who have ears hear what the divine power is willing me to speak to you today. You must surrender. You must sacrifice something of your life. Something of your life you need to sacrifice unto the divine's hands. And when you sacrifice that unto the divine hands, that's when you will get that change. That's when you will receive your heart's desire in secret, in quiet. Much will transpire this year. Much will transpire this year in secret and quiet when you hand over your problems, your issues, your heart's desire unto the divine. Only through the divine power will you see that change and to see your heart's desire manifest. Receive this in its entirety. In Jesus' name, I am Anna Schubeck, and until next time I say, reach for the miracles. They are not fallacies.